Hello and welcome to Spiritually Aligned Mindset, where amazing things happen. I will speak on various topics in relation to mindset, spiritual journeys, awakenings, gifts and abilities, and so much more. Along with being a spiritual mindset coach, I am also a psychic, intuitive, empath, medium, and healer. Your spiritually aligned life starts and ends with mindset. So join me for this raw, real, rarely edited podcast where I lay down some epic truth bombs, lessons, guidance, and so much more to help you on your own spiritual mindset journey. All right, perfect. Well, welcome and thank you for joining me. Today I have a exciting guest who's going to talk with me about women. So we're going to talk about women. We're going to talk about sensuality. We're going to talk about spiritual activation and what exactly we mean, or what Elizabeth means, when she talks about womb and heart mind connection. So welcome and thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much. Hello,
everyone. I
realized
I said your name wrong. So how exactly do you pronounce your name properly?
Well, I'm Portuguese originally, so my name is a little complicated, I must say, for most people. But you would say Elizabeth in Portuguese. But most people just call me Lizzie, and I often go by Lizzie Butterfly because, yeah, that's kind of what I do. I transform people, and I bring them into, you know, the cocoon space where they can get to find, you know, those pieces, you know, they're ready to shed and, you know, take flight from where they are to where they want to go.
Sounds great. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about your, what exactly you do with your coaching.
So my coaching has, you know, taken a lot of different lanes over the past few years. It's expanded massively. And most of it really is connected with, you know, bringing women into that place where they get to feel everything again. They get to feel what their intuition feels like. They get to feel their body again. They get to feel that soul-powered calling in themselves so that they know that they know that they know that they know so much that there is just no distraction anymore, and they can just completely go for what they want to go for. Yeah.
So with that, what does that look like for, like, where are the women that you work with when they first come to you, where are they?
So a lot of women come to me, you know, from different backgrounds, different ages as well. Like, there's a multitude of ranges, but what I feel is most of the time in common is they've gotten to that place where they just don't seem to find a way out. They've done all the spiritual work. They've tried multiple tools of self, you know, empowerment. They've done, you know, they've done all the work, and then there's just that little piece missing. And often they come to me, you know, at the verge of a big transformation, at, you know, the edge of something big about to happen in their lives, and they've been feeling it, they've been understanding that blueprint coming in, but they just don't know how to read it, how to really find that that natural fuel that they actually have. It's almost like they've lost their mojo, whether it's in their sensuality, in their sexuality, in their relationships, in their business, but it's just that, you know, that very much that place of femme power, that woman or that womb space, that connection to our womb space and to our deep femininity, where they feel that they could, you know, become that woman with oomph and that woman full of fire. But there's just that piece that's still not attainable to them.
Yeah, they haven't connected the dots yet.
Right.
So what is womb, heart, and mind connection?
Okay, so I will try to make it as short and succinct as possible, even though there's obviously so many layers to this. But I've come to understand, you know, within my own body that we take decisions from different places in our body. So when people talk about intuition and they, you know, they say, you've just got to listen to your heart, you've just got to follow your heart, they're like, what does that even mean, right? And so I've come to understand, you know, through my own journey, because I used to be a dancer, so I was always very in touch with my body physically, but not necessarily with that part of, you know, that intuitive aspect within myself. And so I've realized that, oftentimes when it was coming up to making a big decision in my life, I would always feel safer to, to make that decision from my mind space where things are logical and rational. And, that's what felt safe for me most of the time, because that's what we've learned, most of us, right? And I've come to understand that often we don't just have that center alone to take decisions. We can take decisions from our heart. We can take decisions from our womb space. And so I believe that every woman, like men have this too, but it plays out for them slightly differently. But every woman has these three main center points that she takes her decisions from. And, from the conditioning of the patriarchal societies that we've lived in, we've started to move away from that womb space or that sexual center, that primal life force center. We've started to move it away up into the mind, right? So the rational, the logics, the strategical mind is what we've tried to develop more. And so there's been an alienation in a sense from those things that actually really fuel us and really light our fire, because those are usually things that are a lot more in the subconscious, and it's so subconscious that it's actually in the body, it's stored in the body. And so when a woman becomes more aware, more alert of that space in her womb, she starts to make decisions slightly differently. And so I teach women about how to tap into their full body yes. And why the full body yes? Because the full body yes is when everything is alignment. So it's not that the mind is something bad that we should make decisions from. It's just that when we are able to really connect all the dots within our own body, so the womb, the heart, and the mind, and when we take that decision, we just truly feel that ripple effect of what the full body yes is, right? And so when we make those decisions from that aligned space where, we combine and we bring things into union within ourselves, within our body, within our lives, right? Things just play out differently, and we start to tap into something that is more of the nature of the quantum field alignment, where things just flow, things just feel right. They feel right, they become right, and they are right, right? And and so that's kind of in a nutshell what this full body yes, this womb, heart, mind connection would be, is that when we ask ourselves the question, whether that is, from what should I have for dinner tonight to, what's the next holiday destination I should be going for, it really is, us building that relationship to, okay, what does my womb want? What does this deep primal place in me desire, right? What does my heart want? Like, how do I connect to love with this decision? And then what does my mind want? Like, how do I connect the strategical part into this? How can I make this work, not just for my body, for my life, but also for maybe everybody else around me, or maybe for the communities that I'm about to touch, right? Or my children, or, my family, or my friend circle at large, or, for most of my clients, they also work with clients themselves, is, how can I touch a full my soul tribe, like those people that are meant to work with me? How can I bring and call them in, through these tiny little decisions that I make on an everyday level?
Absolutely. So I do have some questions about that. So what do you think would be signs and symptoms or experiences that people would have when they're not in alignment with those three?
So there's many things that can obviously happen, but what I feel is the most prominent is just that sense of, feeling lost, feeling like something isn't right. Like, we keep, going back to that relationship, and we keep trying to make it work, and it doesn't seem to really fulfill us, because there's a lack underlying that, right? Or we come to the same place, whether that's in life or, in a pattern, in an energetic pattern, over and over and over, and we just can't seem to, go beyond it. So
Absolutely.
it's almost like this, the situation of something doesn't feel fully alive within us.
Yes, I can totally understand that. For me, what I associate that feeling with is again what you had mentioned earlier, that big change, right? The mm-hmm. you're coming up to a peak of transformation, and these symptoms that you're feeling beforehand are that loss, that confusion, that, you know, unalignment of where you should be and where you're going.
Right.
So I totally agree with that. So what is, and I know this, we could go into this for hours, but what would be a general way that you might help people create alignment in the womb, heart, and mind connection?
So one of my favorite tools is self-pleasure. And, you know, I know this is a huge taboo topic, you know, to just talk openly about sex, but I truly believe that if we all were to have more conscious sex, whether it's just with ourselves or with our partners, things can actually radically shift and change. I mean, I have women coming to me who have never had orgasms before or who have never touched themselves because they feel like that part of themselves, even their body, is something dirty, right? Is something that they're fully disconnected from. And so rebuilding that connection to the body is one of the tools that I adore to utilize. And the reason being is because the orgasmic place, when we experience an orgasm, that is actually a magnifier for everything in our lives. So whatever is going on before we enter that climax space in our mind, in our body, you know, just in our awareness, is what's going to be magnified during orgasm. So the orgasm is a
rubbish. And she said to me, "No, you're all wrong." And what happened after that, all I can describe to you is it was like a scene out of Harry Potter when the demons come over the castle. It was horrendous. And even though I've had bad things happen to me with spirit, I've never experienced actual witchcraft, actual really bad scenarios physically. You know what I mean? In my home. And this was all through a Facebook page. And this is what she was doing to people, to lure them back in, to then pay for a reading, to have this dark magic raised or released off their house. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I found it incredibly frightening. I'm a psychic and a medium, and I have genuine gifts, and I am very good at what I do. However, that even frightened me. And as you can imagine, we go through very dark times, don't we? And we could go on forever about stories.
Yeah. But see, I don't personally believe in evil spirits, negative entities. Yes. When a traumatic experience happened, a negative entity is created. Yeah, and if it's absolutely not cleansed, then obviously. But I would just say that those demons would have been her own negative absolutely energy, right? Yeah. It's her yeah own negative energy that she's transporting to you, right?
Absolutely.
I don't, and I find that a lot. And I see that everywhere where people are like, "Oh, how do I remove this curse?" And mm-hmm, I sit there in awe and go, "Well, what do you mean? How do you really? Where absolutely is this curse coming from?"
Yeah, like, what, she got a magic know wand out?
Yeah, yeah. Like, and not to say that the problem is that the people who are experiencing the curses believe in it, and that's yes what's creating more of that negative energy, right? That's and right. So it's, for me, it's teaching people how to protect their energy, not from anything bad or evil, but from other people who are going to try to negatively impact your energy, right? Mm-hmm. You don't want to mm-hmm drain your energy. You don't want other people to be able to make your energy a negative space.
And subscribe buttons. Also, feel free to leave a review, send me a message, or comment if you have any questions, want to be a guest on the podcast, or just want to connect and learn more. Much love, and I will talk to you again soon.